Yes.
Chest.
And what are these?
Hands.
And what's one of them?
Hand.
Okay, and what's this?
Leg.
And what's the bottom of it?
Foot.
And where are two of them called?
Feet.
And what's the part up above, on the bottom part of the legs, when the foot and the knee is called?
Ankle.
Okay.
Shin.
Okay. And what's the, both of them are called what?
Shins.
Okay. And have you ever heard, back in the old general store days, when the guy got on the front, he got down on, what do you call that?
Squat.
Okay. And what did you, if you get down on your...
Hands and knees.
Well, have you ever heard, get down on your haunches? What's
no.
That mean? Okay, you haven't heard that. Somebody's been sick a while. You say he's up and down now, but he still looks a little white.
Looks a little picket.
Okay. And what would that mean? Would that mean...
Pale.
Okay. What's a person who can lift heavy weights called? You say he's what?
Strong.
Yeah. Okay, what's somebody who gets along, easier to get along with, has a good nature? What do you call that?
Good nature.
Okay. What's somebody who's kind of, you know, he isn't very smooth and has trouble getting around, you say, he moves.
He's real awkward.
Okay. And what about a person who keeps doing things that don't make any sense? What's that person called? Somebody does
stupid.
Something you think is stupid. You call, would you call him stupid or would you call him
that's
fool?
That's dumb. Fool.
What's, you
I,
call
I wouldn't say fool.
You wouldn't call it say fool. You'd say dumb. Stupid. What's a person who won't spend a cent called? Just watches every penny.
Miser.
Okay. Anything else? You ever heard of tight wine?
Yeah.
Would you, but you wouldn't use that?
I couldn't think of that. I would probably say tight wine before I would say miser.
Okay. Have you ever heard of penny pincher?
Yeah, I wouldn't use
but
that.
But you'd use tight wine.
Yeah.
What about the word? If you call somebody, if you say, you're common, what do you mean?
Common are, that's put them down and kind of just, I don't really know how to describe it other than to say it's like they're low.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be about it.
Okay. Yeah, you're putting them down and probably common. Would it have, if you said that girl is common, what would that mean?
Maybe that might, for a girl, it might mean she was a little bit loose.
Okay, might mean she's a little bit promiscuous and loose and so on. Okay. If an old man is strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite what?
He's pretty good for his age, or pretty strong for his age.
Okay, would you ever say that he's spry? Have you ever heard that? Or
yeah.
Would you say that, if you were talking about somebody old like that, would you say he's peppy, right, pure, or spry?
I wouldn't say peppy. I might say either one of the other two.
Okay. But you wouldn't say, okay, so you'd say spry or right. Okay. The children are out later than usual. You say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little what?
Worried.
Okay, and would you say, if you were at ease about it, you'd be all right, but what's the opposite of being at ease?
Uneasy.
Okay. What? I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm what?
Scared of the dark.
Okay. And what, do you think of any other words for that?
Afraid of the dark.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody say, afeared?
I've heard it.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't say?
No.
Okay, she isn't afraid now, but she what?
Used to be.
Okay. She didn't, let me see. I don't understand why she's afraid. She, okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you say he's mighty what?
Mighty generous. I don't know.
Okay. If somebody takes a lot of care to do something, what's the opposite of care?
Careless.
Okay. What does the word queer mean to you?
Depending on whether I was reading it or hearing it, just as far as me, that would be gay.
Okay, so it means somebody who's gay. So that means a man who...
I have heard some of the older people say it means...